Sitka Mayor Marco Dapsevich has dropped out of the race for a state house. On December 6th, Dapsevich filed his declaration to run as a Democrat for House District 2, the seat representing Sitka, Wrangell, and Petersburg. 1 week later, he announced he was withdrawing his candidacy. Dapsevich, a postal employee, told the Daily Sitka Sentinel on December 14th that he quit the race to avoid conflicts with the Hatch Act, a regulation barring federal and postal service employees from running for a partisan elective office. Dapsevich told the Sentinel he was advised of the Hatch Act provision by a coworker at the post office. Jim Mitchell is the Director of Communications for the U.S. Office of Special Counsel, an independent agency that, among other things, investigates Hatch Act violations. He says the Hatch Act was passed in 1939 to prevent political corruption.
Generally, the Hatch Act is there to keep people in government from using their positions to influence the outcomes of elections.
Mitchell says it is not uncommon for a federal employee to withdraw from an election because of the Hatch Act. He says his office sees it all the time.
We have a unit here at the Office of Special Counsel that is devoted to investigating Hatch Act allegations of Hatch Act violations, and also provides advisories to those who need to know about the Hatch Act.
According to OSC records, Marco Dapsevich did not contact the agency for assistance. The Hatch Act does not apply to Dapsevich's position as mayor, since Sitka's local elections are nonpartisan. The Hatch Act also covers state and local employees who manage federal funds. Mitchell says his office has had a lot of problems with the Hatch Act at the state and local levels.
In rural areas and more isolated areas, which I think Sitka might qualify as, that you wind up with more federal impact, more federal aid, and more people who are handling it. And we've had some communities that can't find people to run for office because almost everybody is involved one way or another in handling federal funds. In small and rural communities like Upper Michigan, we've had that problem.
Sitka's Marco Dapsevich told the Sentinel he still plans on running for the legislature. He said, quote, "Since I am currently employed at the post office, it is in my best interest to withdraw for the time being." He said he intends to file as a candidate sometime next year after he leaves the Postal Service. Mitchell says that would remove the conflict.
If a federal employee decided that they would rather run for office than be a federal employee, then they have removed their problem with the Hatch Act.
Sitkin Lily Herwald filed in November for the Democratic nomination for House 2. The seat is currently being held by Wrangell Republican Peggy Wilson. All candidates for state office must file by June 2nd for the 2008 elections. The primary election will be held next August and the general election in November.